morning. We're starting Klal Yud, the halachas of Talmud Torah. So the Chayyim says in Siman Aleph, mitzvahs asay min haTorah lo mo Torah. There's a positive command within the Torah to make sure that a person learns Torah. Shenem Rabbi Shenan Tom lo vanecho. One of the places where the Torah expresses this mitzvah is the pasuk of Bishenan Tom lo vanecho. On this pasuk of Bishenan Tom lo vanecho, so Chazal explained that the word Bishenan Tom is based on the word shinon. Shinon means, besides the lashon of Mishnah, of learning it, it's also a lashon of being sharp. You make a sharp blade, is you're making a lashon of shinon tom. You're going to teach this to the words of Torah to your children. So the Mara says in this that the words of Torah have to be very sharp in your mouth. You have to be very clear. What you learn, the person should make sure that they have a good handle on what they're learning, they understand it, and they're able to remember it to the point if somebody asks them, they'll be able to pull out the information without having to hesitate and to be megamkem to search for words. They'll have a clarity to be able to present it clearly. You should teach it. The mitzvah of Torah is written both these places in a language of teaching. Chazal understand it means that a person has the chiyuv to learn it himself to be able to teach it as well. But the person, the mitzvah we'll see is to be expressed, specifically to be expressed, because this way you're taking the words of Torah out of and you're giving it out beyond yourself. That's why we said an opinion before. The Shulchan Aruch's shita is that Birchas HaTorah is not required if a person just thinks in learning. It's only if he actually physically expresses the words of Torah. The Gra disagrees and said there's a separate mitzvah of thinking about the words of Torah, or there's a separate element in the mitzvah besides teaching out and saying out the words of Torah, which isn't very important. But besides that, when a person is thinking, there's also the key of learning Torah at that point in time. But again, the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is it's only if a person actually expresses it. You have to make known to yourself. You have to be able to know them. So the worship of Tishmun is Shema means to understand. Shema Yisrael. We say in the morning Shema Yisrael. It does not mean to physically hear. It means to listen and to understand. There are many psukim in the Torah which command us to learn Torah. Every member of Klal Yisrael has a chiyuv to learn Torah. Bein ani, bein osher, bein shalom begufa, bein mal yisurim. And this is the language of the Rambam. Whether the person is poor or rich, the person is healthy, the person is not healthy. Bein bocher, bein zaken gadol, whether he's young, whether he's very old. All of these people have a chiyuv to learn Torah. Afilo ani hamach al psachim, a person who's going and begging from door to door. So that's a tremendously difficult work. Bal Isha Banim, a person who has a wife and children and taking care of his children, which that is a tremendous amount of work, taking care of a family. A person has to set aside time to learn Torah, Bein Bayam Ubalaila, whether both by day and by night. So a person has a chiyuv to have a kviyas of learning both by day and by night. Klal Lomoid, a person has no ability to learn in his own. So Yaspik Lakerim Haloimdim, he can support others who are learning. Vidikhashab Lakilo Loimid Batsma, that would be recognized by Kadosh Baruch Hu as if he himself had learned. We refer to this as a partnership of a Yisachar and a Zvulun. So Yisachar is supporting and the Yisachar is learning and the Zvulun is supporting. So the Zulun is an equal partner in the learning, which he's supporting Yisachar's learning. So you can make this arrangement. Reuven can arrange with Shimon, then Reuven will support and Shimon will learn. And they will split according to some ratio. They will split the profits of the income of the one who's working, and they will split the
the profits, as it were, the value of the person's learning Torah, the scar for the person's learning Torah. That'll be according to the amount. If they're arranging that the learner gets 1/4 of the profits, so the worker gets 1/4 of the value of the learning. The Ramosh has a tshuva, where Ramosh says that the Yisachar's rule actually has to be set up bedavka 50-50. They should be true bona fide partners in this business, which is a 50-50 arrangement, and this is true both in the learning and in the money. So Reuven and Shimon, let's say, are very close brothers, and Reuven is not such a learner, and Shimon is a big learner, so Reuven and Shimon make an arrangement that half of Reuven's profits from all of his businesses belongs to Shimon, and Shimon says that half of the learning that I'm doing will belong to Reuven. So that, according to Moshe, that is the only valid way to make yourself a Zul, and most posts can disagree. Even Rav Moshe seems to hold, you talk about a person who's an usher muflug, so Reuven is this multi-billionaire, so for him to get the value of Shimon's learning, he does not need to make Shimon, the learner, an equal partner in everything that he gets, so the Shimon should walk away with $500 million a year. That would not be necessary for him to get part of the schar of Shimon's learning. But in general, we're talking about the average case, it's not that he's giving him support, is that they're actually sharing the income from Reuven's work. Have a good morning.